You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
If you've been paying attention to what's been happening in our culture the last few years, you probably have heard some phrases. Maybe your children have learned about this in school even. Critical race theory. In fact, you've seen actually even parents, some of them even black, going to public school meetings and protesting, voicing their opposition to critical race theory. And you probably have heard some other phrases, intersectionality, systemic racism, and some other terms. We're actually going to look at this topic of what is critical race theory and its implications to our society here in America. And as we do, we're going to have to look at some of these terms and define what those terms are. But first, we must ask, how are we going to determine truth? How are we going to determine what we should believe, what we shouldn't believe? And as is always the case, we need to first determine truth based on the Word of God. And we're going to actually do a review. This is something that you've heard before. If you've heard our sermons before, this is something, in fact, our recent sermon series, Does It Take a Village? We actually started out with this. How do we determine truth? So for some of you, this will be review. But you know what? It's okay to review what is truth. It's okay to review. In fact, the Apostle Peter said that even though you are established in the truth, I will make sure that I send you reminders, that there are reminders for you. There are some that would actually remind you of the truth after my decease. And while he was still alive, he said that he would actually continue to remind them of the truth of God. And you may recall when we talk about truth, probably the most famous phrase that has ever been uttered concerning truth is Pilate's phrase to Jesus. In John chapter 18, verses 37 through 38, we read, Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I am born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? Certainly there are many people that define truth differently. But we know that first and foremost, God is true, His Word is true, and that's what we're going to base our beliefs on. And we're going to use that structure as we look into even current issues that may not be specifically laid out in the Bible, but there are underlying principles that we can actually adhere to and learn from and draw from as we apply God's Word to every area of life, including what is going on in our society, what our children are being taught, what they should be taught. And one thing we see, first of all, is that God's Word is truth. I've already alluded to that, but this is something that you need to really believe. If you're a Christian, even if you're a Jewish person, you should believe that God's Word is truth. In John chapter 17, verses 17 through 20, we read, Sanctify them by your truth. Your Word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. So God says, or Jesus here is praying to the Father. So the Son is praying to the Father for God, the Father God, to sanctify his followers by his truth. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other despite our differences. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Hey, we're back. We're ready to answer your questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't ask them. You can ask them one of two ways. Either give us a call on the station line, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can actually head over to our live Facebook video and type your question into the comment section. You can get to our Facebook video either by going directly to Facebook, searching for a Faster PC. Our page has almost 23,000 likes. Or you can go to our website, afasterpc.com. From there, you can click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio and scroll down until you see the live video that's going on right now. By the way, if you're not able to watch the video right now, that's okay, because we'll have it up there all week. In fact, it'll be up there the next week and the week after that and the week after that. In fact, you can watch last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that. You can go on and on, and you can learn a lot by watching these videos for free. And sometimes when we're answering questions, we'll be able to show you the steps that we go through on the screen of the live video or the recorded video. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. So just head over there and watch that. Again, at your convenience, you don't have to do it right now. And if you have a question throughout the week, you can type your question. We have a post at the top of the page. You can type your question into that, and we'll cover it on the next edition of a Faster PC Radio. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems.
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, you do. And we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So you can get your computer questions answered. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And we'll be there. We'll be ready to answer your questions. And, I don't know, for some reason, when I went into the Facebook live video, it was telling me I can't actually stream a live video to this page. But anyway, I don't know. They're weird sometimes. We got it up and going. We are ready to answer your questions. We are here, and we have some exciting things today. Not only are we here to answer computer questions, we'll also be warning you about some of the security risks that are out there. In addition to that, we do have in our shop a example computer
a computer, and we've talked about these in the past. We've shown these in the past, and today we're going to actually show. In fact, we've done short videos on this on our Facebook page to show the difference before and after of a platter hard drive and an SSD hard drive. And today, time permitting, we'll be able actually to show you that on the show today. I'll verbally describe it for those that are listening on the radio, but know that even if you're not watching on Facebook right now, you can go over there at your convenience. You can watch it at your convenience, and we'll be able to see the steps that we go through. And you know, it's a pretty cool thing. Now, one thing that we do want to just let you know about and warn you about. We did talk to you about this a little bit last week, and encourage you to go out there. If you have a smartphone, go out there and update your phone to the latest version of the operating system that your phone will support. If it won't support maybe the latest version, look and see if there's a security update that was out, that came out just recently, because there are some big security glitches and that affect phones, and you want to be you want to make sure that your phone is protected from this. Recently, three former U.S. intelligence operatives admitted to working illegally as mercenary hackers for the United Arab Emirates and operations that included developing sophisticated spyware capable of tapping into mobile devices, that's phones, tablets, the smartphones and tablets, without any action by their users. The Justice Department announced just recently the men charged with this conspiracy to violate U.S. military export control and computer fraud law were allegedly part of a clandestine effort that helped the United Arab Emirates spy on targets around the world using servers and computers and evading detection by providers of compromised devices, including in the United States. So zero-click remote exploits are considered a holy grail for surveillance by government, corporate, and criminal entities because they grant access to devices virtually invisibly. The discovery of a similar advanced hack on a Syrian activist iPhone prompted Apple a week ago Monday to issue an emergency software update for its products worldwide. So this is something that you can actually go out to your smartphone. You want to go into the settings. And if you have an iPhone, now it's possible that on previous versions of the operating system, it might be a little bit different. But if you have an iPhone and it's one of the more current versions, you'll go into settings and then go into general, and then there's software updates. When you get to software updates, you'll be able to actually see the updates that are available. Now, let me just tell you this. I typically am not that is an early adopter of updates on phones, because this is something that we definitely you want to watch out for this. So what I did on mine, Apple did just come out with iOS 15. I did not install iOS 15, but I did install iOS 14.8. 14.8 had the security patches. 15 has more features. So, I'll give 15 a little bit of time, maybe a month or two, and I'll take a look and see whether it is stable you know, if it's stable, there's no reported issues, then I might install 15. But I did install the security release, which was 14.8. And now I can tell you that not all phones will be able to support the latest updates. So, and this is an issue maybe for some people. If you have an older smartphone, you might want to just see whether you can get the update to go to a later version of the operating system that might resolve this. If at least they have a security update available that would fix this issue for you. This is important again. Smartphones, tablets, if you have an iPhone, iPad, an Android phone, an Android tablet, you want to actually get in there, get the updates installed, make sure that your computer or that your phone and your tablet do have these updates, because this is a critical update. And obviously, very disappointing that former U.S. intelligence agents have decided to work for really a foreign country to spy, to help that country spy on Americans. This is definitely something that you would think that should carry some stiff penalties. But you know what? It's interesting. Sometimes things don't carry quite as stiff a penalty as what you would think. The three men that admitted to this, they entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the federal government in which they admitted to their conduct and agreed to give up to $1.7 million in U.S. security clearances, or give up $1.7 million in U.S. security clearances, restrict their future employment, and cooperate fully with investigators. In return, U.S. prosecutors agreed to drop all charges after a three-year period, according to a 48-page agreement signed by the men September 7th. So this is they're really getting away with a lot here. They did have to give back, I'm sure, $1.7 million. I don't know how much money they made in doing this. $1.7 million is a considerable amount of money, but maybe they made more than that in doing this. I don't know, but basically it doesn't look like they're going to be spending time in jail. Doesn't look like they're really going to be suffering any major setbacks from this, other than giving up the money and agreeing not to engage in certain types of business activities. I wonder if they had to agree that they won't be a hacker again for a foreign country. You would think that people in America would have, especially people that have worked in the intelligence community, would have respect for this country, for the people in this country, and would not aid and abet foreign governments in spying on others, including spying on Americans. Make sure you get the updates, though, on your phones and your tablets to make sure that you are protected.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
You do. We are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And in the shop, we're here ready to resolve computer problems as well. We do have technicians standing by, ready to work on your computers. And now this is what we do on a regular basis, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays from 9 to 2. We're here to help you resolve your computer problems, help you with all the issues that you have going on. And one of the things that we do for a lot of our customers is we have been updating their computers, making them faster. I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, but the advent of the SSD drive and, the price is coming down. really has helped a lot of people be able to speed up their computer and give new life to their old computers so that their computers are faster, running more productively than what they were in the past, where they're able to actually perform in quite a bit quicker than what they were in the past. And I'm going to I have a system here. We're gonna demonstrate this. I'm going to try to show this on the screen, although I don't think my camera is going to be as clear as I would like it to be. Let me see if I can get a better shot of this here. But anyway, what we're going to be doing is we're going to actually be looking at a system, and we'll be actually showing you how this system performs and how long it actually takes to boot up with a platter hard drive as well as a SSD drive. So this is something that, you're going to be able to see this, and I'll verbally describe it for those that are just watching on the or just listening on the radio. I'll verbally describe it, but for those that are watching on Facebook, you'll be able to actually see this. And I'll just show you the setup here on this particular computer. So this computer will give you the processor, the RAM. To do that, I held down the Windows key and then press the E key. Now the Windows key is the key that looks like a four-pane window. On older keyboards, it might look like the Windows flag, which again has four panes. It's to the left of the Alt key, to the left of the space bar on most keyboards. You hold down that, hold down the Windows key, press E for Explorer. It opens up the Windows Explorer. Right-click on this PC or computer, depending on your operating system, go down to Properties and left-click. That'll bring up the system properties. And Windows, the newer versions of Windows 10 actually brings up the system settings. And you can look and see the actual processor. Now, this processor is not the fastest processor. It's an AMD FX870K quad-core processor, 3.6 gigahertz. Now, in its day, when it was created, this was actually a fairly high-end processor, but not compared to today's processors. But still, you're going to see dramatic improvement in the actual performance of this. So one thing also is you'll be able. This has 16 gigabytes of RAM. Now the original hard drive, I'm going to go ahead and shut down the computer, and I'm going to swap over to the original hard drive, which is a 2 terabyte hard drive. It's a 2 terabyte platter hard drive. Now, this particular hard drive does have problems. It's in addition to being a platter drive, we've shown platter drives here. In addition to being a platter drive that has platters that spin around, an arm that moves back and forth, this particular hard drive does have some problems. We did correct a lot of those problems, but there's still problems. Now, I'm going to use a stopwatch, and we're going to time it, and I'm going to actually press start at the same time I press the power button on the computer. So we're actually starting the boot up process here with the platter hard drive. This is a Lenovo computer, but really the computer brand doesn't really make a difference here. What we're going to do, we're going to actually get to the point of logging in to the login prompt. Probably since I'm holding the phone, we probably won't maybe I can. I don't know. We'll see if I can actually type the password. And we'll log in. I'll be doing it with one hand, though, so that will take me a little bit longer, but probably will take me a little bit longer both times. So, but anyway, we're about 55 seconds now, coming up to a minute boot time. Some of you guys out there listening, you probably have computers that are like this. Now, we are at the login screen now. The login prompt hasn't come up yet, though. I have actually pressed a few keys to get it to come up. We're at 1 minute, 20 seconds, and still no login prompt. I did click on the screen with the mouse. We're at 1 minute, 30 seconds, still no. No login. Now here we go. We're up here. I'm typing the customer's password, which are a whole bunch of dots. So we're here now at 1 minute, 50 seconds. Programs are still loading though. We look over in the lower right-hand corner. Not everything is loaded. We're not ready to go here. We are here at 2 minutes in about 10 seconds. And we're still loading programs. Some of our customers, you know, we tell them, hey, this type of computer, you know, unless you do something, unless you replace the hard drive, unless you go up to an SSD drive, what you're looking at is, you know, you want to turn the computer on, you want to go make a pot of coffee, come back. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time. You want to be a little bit patient. So you see that there are still programs that are still loading. If we go over to the start button, click on the start button, you know, it's not immediately responsive because the hard drive is still working. And, you know, here we're about, you know, 2 minutes, 45 seconds, 2 minutes, 50 seconds, 2 minutes, 55 seconds, somewhere in there before the system is really ready to go. So what we're going to do now is we're going to actually shut down the computer, switch the computer, and even the shutdown process, you see that this is lagging. It doesn't respond very quickly, quite a bit slower. You know, it's definitely not the performance that we want. So, you know, that really took at least 2 minutes and 50 seconds to be at the desktop with everything loaded, everything ready to go. Now, the computer is powering down right now, and I'm going to wait until the fans actually stop. We'll wait until the fans stop and the system is totally shut down. You know, this part is taking a little bit longer than it does on the SSD as well. But we are finally shut down here on the computer. So I'm switching over to the SSD hard drive now. And again, I'm going to press start on my stopwatch. On my phone, the stopwatch app, at the same time I press the power button. So here we're starting the boot up process. We got the low Lenovo splash screen. Really, it's going to be just as quick to the Lenovo splash screen. But here's where, look at that, less than 15 seconds, really about 13 seconds, we have the login prompt up. I'll type the customer's password. Remember earlier, that was about over a minute and a half to get to that. And we see here two programs loaded. We had about four programs loaded total. It's still not 100% loading, but really at a less than 40 seconds, where I guess there is still maybe a few things loading because we do still have an hourglass there. But, you know, really about 45 seconds, to get to the desktop ready to go with everything loaded versus 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So, you know, we just cut down that boot time by about 2 minutes. And the thing is, it's not just the boot time that's going to be quicker with this. What you're going to see with this is you're actually going to see that everything you do on the computer is going to be faster. Everything, at least, you know, from the standpoint of opening up a program. You know, if you have slow internet, well, that's not going to change. But your slow internet probably couldn't be your computer trying to keep up with the demands. Loading the browser. You know, loading the browser, going out and doing something, loading a program, loading a word processing program. Some of our customers tell us they have more time than money. And of course, you know, that may be you. You may have more time than money. Time may not be a critical thing that you want to even think about speeding up your computer, running faster. But this is something that if you do want to go faster, especially if you use your computer for work, if you are involved at all, and you want to be productive, maybe you're retired, but you still want to be productive. You still want to accomplish things. You don't want to waste your time. If that's you, or if you're out there and you have a computer and you do use it for work or you use it for school, and you don't want to be spending all your time waiting on your computer, just think about when you use the computer, how long are you waiting on your computer? You know, and it gets to a point where, you say, oh man, I just need to go out and buy a new computer. And sometimes we have some customers that go out and buy a new computer, and they end up with a computer that's actually slower than the computer that they started with, that they had before. And that's because they're buying a low-priced computer, and that computer isn't going to be fast. It's going to have a slow processor. It's not going to have enough RAM a lot of times. It's going to have a slow hard drive. So those that are listening out there, if you're listening out there and your computer's slow, you're just thinking about how much time you're wasting. Well, going with a faster computer could help that. But if you're in a situation like this customer, where they actually had a slow, not only was their computer slow, but they actually had a failure. The hard drive is not fully. I mean, we were able to transfer all their old hard drive online to the time we're at Windows. We cut that time down, to about probably about 30% of the time it took to actually get the computer up and running with the platter hard drive. So in this case, though, because the customer had a bad hard drive, the difference between replacing their drive with a platter drive and their drive with an SSD drive was not a lot of money. And they were able to make that switch. And they're going to be able to actually go faster and have the added performance. And, this is going to be great for them because this is in an office environment, and they're going to be able to accomplish even much more with their time. They're not going to have to wait on their computer. They're going to be able to be more productive, get more done, and that really is what it's all.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And we're here in the shop ready to resolve computer problems as well. This is something that we do on a regular basis. And we want to continue to do this. We've done this, we service home computers, we service servers, we service business computers. You know, we're out there helping you resolve your computer problems. So, this is something that definitely definitely want to, we want to help you with all of your computer problems, no matter what they are. We do, by the way, one of the things that we have mentioned is we do provide remote support. And this is something that we've been doing quite a bit more in the last year and a half, as you know, it's convenient. It, whether there's a pandemic or not, it's convenient to be able, you know, some of our customers call us up, we're able to jump on their computer. Sometimes within a little bit of time, we're able to jump on their computer, resolve the problem, get them up and running, get everything up and running. And the customers only pay for the time that we're actually working on the computer. They don't have downtime. They don't have to bring the computer in. They don't have to wait for us to come out there. So, you know, it really is a great time to be able to get out there, to be able to resolve these issues, and you know, just log into the customer's computers. By the way, when computers come in here, or when we go to an on-site, we always give the customer an option, you know, for us to install our remote software, so it makes it easy for us to remote into your computer in the future. I mean, this is something that we can be really literally anywhere, have internet access, and we can get access to your system, and make sure that you know, we can work on your system. The way it works is, if you have a problem, you just give us a call. You let us know, and you know, we get to you as quickly as we can, and we log in, we resolve problems. The other day, we had a customer that we did a clean install of Windows on their computer. They took it home. Well, a clean install of Windows has just Windows. You have to reconnect to your wireless network. You have to reinstall your printer. You have to any programs that, you know, didn't come with your computer, don't come with Windows, you have to install those. So this is something that, you know, the customer called up and said, hey, my printer's not on here. Well, yeah, we did a clean install. We had to do a clean install on your computer to resolve the problem. This was something that, you know, we tried to, with this particular customer, we tried to resolve the problem without a clean install. We weren't able to do that. So we had to backed up their data so they didn't lose any data, but we did a clean install, put their data back, and then, you know, they programs need to be reinstalled. The printer needs to be reinstalled. So, you know, they called up. We logged into their computer. You know, I had been out there already in the past, set up their printers on their wireless networks, and on their wireless network, and assigned static IP addresses to the printers. I knew where the printers were. I was able to install them. They actually have two printers. One for the husband, one for the wife. I installed both of those and made the one that this was the wife's computer, made that one the default, and actually, you know, printed a test page. Did that all remotely in less than 15 minutes. And, you know, it saved the customer time. It saved the money. If we were to come out and do an on-site, it would have cost them at least $60 to do that. We were able to do that in a quarter hour of labor, which was 20, I think it was like 21, 25, somewhere in there. So we were able to actually get in there, resolve the issue. Might have been 21.75, somewhere in there, less than $22. It cost the customer in less than 15 minutes. They didn't have to wait for me to come out. They were able to get the things printed that they need to have printed. And we were able to help them resolve that issue. And a lot of issues, you know, the problem that they had to bring their computer in for, well, we actually couldn't fix that remotely. There are some things that we can't fix remotely, but some things we do need to either come out, do an on-site, or have you bring the computer into the shop. And, you know, we have that option when it's necessary. But we can fix a lot of problems remotely, just logging into your system, helping you. You know, we log into one customer's computer, and this happens on a regular basis. You know, the customer will have, you know, say, you know, hey, I'm not printing. You know, help me print. So we log into their computer and we look at the print queue. That's, by the way, a lot of times when people can't print, what do? Well, rather than turn the printer off, if their printer's connected to the router, turn the router off, turn the router back on, wait about 5 minutes or so, maybe 10 minutes if it's a Comcast router. You know, if it's a non-Comcast router, you probably only have to wait about 2 minutes. Turn the printer back on, reboot your computer. Rather than just doing that, most people just tell the document to print again, and then again, and again, and again. And we get like, you know, we'll have 10, 20 documents in the print queue. So you don't realize that it's basically like a, like, you know, you're calling in. If you've ever called in to support, you know, for some, you know, some companies, they actually tell you what number you are in line. You know, you're second in line or you're 10th in line. Well, you know, imagine if, you know, it's kind of like that. The print queue is kind of like that. You actually print, you print again, you print again, print again, print again. It's, the printer's not printing. Those all stay in the print queue. And really, your printer is not gonna ever print, even if it works, you know, until you get that problem straightened out. So one of the first things we do is we actually will delete the print queue. You know, we've learned that over the years because I've been on site, fixed the wireless printer issue or the network printer issue. All of a sudden, the printer starts printing like 250 pages. Of something that the customer already printed elsewhere. And so what we do is we go in, we'll delete all the documents from the print queue. And I don't have documents in the print queue right now, you know, to actually demonstrate that. I mean, I probably could demonstrate how to do that. Let me just see and get to a full screen. Plus the webcam. So what I'm going to do, let me just bring up a blank Microsoft Word document, and I'll just type, this is a test in the document. So I'm just going to type, this is a test, and then I'm going to print. Now, one thing, you know, sometimes with some programs, you don't see a printer icon, but you can always hold down the Control P, and that brings up the print. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to print this to a printer that's not located here, so that way, let me see, I'm pretty sure this is that printer's at a different IP address. Let me just make sure it's at a different IP address. It is, so that's good. So it's actually not going to print to another printer we have here in the office. So I'm just going to print to a printer that's no longer here, but it's still installed in my computer. Okay, so I'm just going to print this a whole bunch of times, just like our customers do. Just keep clicking print. Just to demonstrate. So then you go down into the lower right-hand corner and you see there's 6 documents pending. And there's a little printer icon in the lower right-hand corner. If you don't see it, you have an arrow. Click on the arrow and it will expand and show you additional programs. But if I click there, that'll actually bring up the... Okay, so we have the printer documents here. So what we can do is we can actually click on these. We can right click and go down to cancel. That's going to ask us if we want to cancel. We'll click yes. That deletes the document out of the print queue. So this is the print queue. I can also select them all, right click, and click cancel. And I click yes on do you want to cancel, and it deletes all of them. So that's really you know, what you want to do. Occasionally, there will be one document that's stuck, and that document won't delete. What you'll have to do at that point, close out the programs that you have open in your computer and reboot your computer. When you reboot your computer, What will happen is your computer will come back up to into Windows. It will either print that document, or if it doesn't print that document, it'll give you an option. It'll give you an option of going and it'll automatically delete it because you already told it to delete it earlier. So it'll either delete the document or it'll print the document. And again, sometimes, power cycling the printer, power cycling the router, if the printer connects wirelessly, or even if it connects with a hardware connection, that can help it reestablish that connection. So that's something we do, but we go in and we do these remote sessions, and sometimes, well, that's what it is. We'll be deleting documents from the print queue, restart the computer, and then come back up and make sure that the printer's online, make sure we can communicate with the printer. We can typically log into the router or the modem/router and find where the printer is, log into that printer, make sure everything is working with that printer is connected to the network. Occasionally there are some things where we need to come on site. We did go on site this last week and set up a printer that wasn't connected to the network. Some of the printers, HP is actually making it really tough to get set up. They're actually requiring you to have an HP account on some printers to set them up, to connect them to the wireless network, to get them set up to print. And really what they're pushing for, and a lot of, they're pushing for you to pay a certain amount of money each month for a certain amount of print jobs. And then when you need ink, they'll send you that ink in the mail. Whether it's ink or toner, if you have a laser printer, it'll be toner. If you have an inkjet, it'll be ink. That's the way they want to do it. They want to get that monthly residual income.
But I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5, and next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Critical Race Theory and Its Implications. How do we determine truth? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. There's a lot of division in our nation, and some of it revolves around race. It would be helpful, though, if we all realize that every human being is a part of the human race. Moreover, my life and your life have value, not because of our race, ethnicity, social status, wealth, looks, or ability. Our lives have value because each one of us is created in the image of God. If we all realize this, we can value and respect each other.